You're listening to another ambitious EntrepreneurNetwork.com podcast, the voice for entrepreneurs and small business. Now, onto the show.
Welcome to the Christian Entrepreneurs Podcast, daily conversations with Christian entrepreneurs to inspire and empower Christian business owners to walk strongly in their faith, while build a thriving business that honors Him in every way. Now, over to your host, Anne Marie Cross.
And welcome to another episode of the Christian Entrepreneurs Podcast. This is episode number 34. And yes, I'm your host, Anne Marie Cross, the podcasting queen. Now, according to my guest today, the person sitting next to you, well, he or she may have the answer to the problem that you are facing right now. But guess what? You'll never know unless you speak to them. And how true that is. Speaking to me today is Wes Leake. Wes is focused on connecting people with God and others through profound strategies that'll help you to glorify God while grow your business supernaturally. Now on today's show, Wes is going to share to obey, to have the practice of listening to the voice of God every single day and applying it to your life. We know this is so important. Also, relationships are key, and no matter what level of business that you're at, businesses succeed because of the relationships that they are building. Do what you can learn to help you build the relationship with others and be prepared to step in and fix them when they fall apart. And we're also going to be talking about it is line upon line, precept upon precept. God tends to give you one thing to learn and get right, and then as you do, that it takes you to another level and so on. So welcome so much to the show, Wes.
Thank you so much, Emery. It's so great to be with you today.
Oh, look, this is such an important topic. And one of the things that we were saying before we pressed record, the value that the guests are sharing, and of course you today through your knowledge and expertise, and of course your love of Christ and how that's going to impact our business, is something that I'm just thrilled and honored to be able to share. I always love to give people an opportunity just to share a little bit about their background. Were you always in this business, or have you seen God's hand guiding you down the path to what you're doing today? I'd love you to share.
Thank you. I think, I think God always takes us step by step, and one thing leads on to another, which is what I said to you before. So to give you a brief background, I'm an accountant by background. I guess actually even just studying accountant was because mum and dad had a business that went bankrupt when I was young. And I thought, you know what, I'm going to learn about business so that I don't go through what they went through and the other consequences happened to us as a family. So I guess from there, studied accounting, worked for Guide Dogs for the Blind as their accountant up here in Queensland, and then moved over to Scripture Union Queensland and worked as their business manager. We bought Crown Financial Ministries to Australia. So for 5 years, we were teaching people how to manage their money from a biblical perspective. And then when that came to the end, I said to God, what's next? And he said, I want you to start ministering to business people. And I said to him, don't be stupid. Because, today there is so much around about being a kingdom business. And, we're seeing quite a groundswell happening. But you go back 10 years, 2006, or a bit longer than that, and people think you're crazy talking about involving God in your business. So we've come a long way in that time. And often it's about, sometimes I feel like God's got me to be a jackhammer to, break open some stuff and take, breakthrough for others.
Yes. Amazing. I absolutely agree. And, one of the things that often will have me really stand up and speak against something or for something is when I'm told I'm not to do something. So with all this political correctness and, the stories that we hear online and offline, across all traditional media, it really, if we listen to that consistently, we really can lose hope. And as we know, as Christians, there is hope. There is absolute peace. And of course, through Jesus only. And so that's really what prompted me to start a Christian Entrepreneurs Podcast, because, as business owners and as Christian business owners, it can be tough in business anyway, full stop. And so I think when we start to see things from a biblical perspective and bring the wealth of knowledge and what's written in the Bible, how can we apply that in our businesses just takes things, you know, to the next level for all of us. So it's great to be able to share your wisdom today with our listeners and viewers. Let's talk about to obey, having a practice of listening to God's voice daily and applying it to our lives. We hear that from the pulpit every single Sunday. Bringing it into our businesses, particularly for many of us who've got long to-do lists, can be difficult. So let's dive in. What, this is so crucial, isn't it? So important.
Oh, look, exactly. You know, and I actually think that this is one area that we just don't talk enough about in Christian business, kingdom business circles, because essentially it comes down to your daily walk with God, and your business is actually now working of that. As the head goes, so does the rest of the body. So if the head is not spending time in the presence of God and listening to what God's voice is, then it flows from there. So I guess this is why over the last, about 2 years ago, God started saying to me, you know, Wes, we need to really get back to basics and get back to what are the key things that actually help business people grow and succeed. And so I did some study and research, and I looked and saw there's really 8 key things it was funny, Emery, what God said to me was, stop looking at the people who have impacted thousands and tens of thousands of people and start looking at those who have impacted millions of people's lives. Because there's a huge difference there. Like, I mean, I don't know about your Facebook feed, but my Facebook feed is full of the latest and greatest marketing scheme and all this stuff coming through. But really, we have, the main difference for us is the power of the Holy Spirit. So this study, so we put together a thing called the Daily Journey, which is a guide to helping. It's almost like a diary, that kind of thing. So we encourage people to start with what we call 2 chairs. And I don't know whether you've ever come across this book called 2 Chairs from Bob Bodine. So like if you look around in Christian circles, there's a lot about hearing the voice of God, but very, very little written about how to hear the voice of God in business. Because it's like, it's one thing to, you know, hear God say, you know, go pray for this person to get them healed. But in business, if you start to implement strategies God's speaking to you about, it has a direct impact on your bottom line.
Yes.
You know, you start to bring in this product, bring in the service, employ this person, do this. Really, so the stakes are very high. And so that's why it's so key to be able to develop that. And what I love about Bob is, like, most business people I find are very visual. They need to see something. So it's actually literally set up 2 chairs and have your conversation with God every day and listen to what he's saying to that. So 2 chairs is key. The other key thing is reading a passage of scripture every day. And we actually encourage people each week, we give people a scripture to read. And not just to read once, but we encourage them to actually read through 7 times during the day and during a sitting time. Because I find that, you know, my mind's not actually engaged for about the 4th or 5th time. And then what God starts to speak to you about and go through. And then we encourage you to use an ancient technique called the prayer of imagination, where you literally actually imagine the passage. And the other key things we get you to do is to review your goals, to pray in the morning. That at night to use a thing called the daily examine, which is again going back and it's like asking God to review your day like you would a movie and saying, God, take me through today. Show me where, because look, I'm huge on having a look around and seeing where God is at work. So we actually take time to sit down, but we miss that. Like, I don't know about you, but, you know, this phone's going off constantly, the emails that are there, the customers, the suppliers, all that kind of stuff. But when we actually ask God to review my day, God, show me, is there anything in this day that I missed, that I need to go back and repent of, or that you were trying to speak to me about? And then just to ask him to, okay, God, what about tomorrow? What's going on for tomorrow? What do you want to prepare me for tomorrow? And then actually to set your agenda for tomorrow. The other key thing that we encourage you to do is thankfulness, is to actually, like, you look at some of the greats. They actually had a daily practice of thanking, writing thank you notes to people. And the reason why, and I actually had this long conversation with a non-Christian lady the other day who's practicing thankfulness. And she said, I don't know why, but it works. And I said to her, do you want me to tell you why it works? Because there's this little verse in Psalm 50:23 that says, he who gives thanks honors God and prepares the way for salvation to come. So when we are giving thanks, like when we're giving thanks to you, for example, I'm honoring God because you're made in the image of God. And so we're giving thanks. We're honoring God for that. And it prepares the way for salvation to come. I don't know about you, Anne-Marie, but I need salvation every day. I need answers every day. Yes. God, help! Like, you know, this is really bad. like we're stuck. We need something to come. Yeah. So that practice of thankfulness actually opens doors. And the other key thing that builds relationship, and then to have a time in prayer. So it's about developing those daily disciplines. And I think as a church, we've been very good about talking about them in the context of a church setting. But actually, like, one of the things I say is the gifts were given not for church, but for the marketplace. We move in words of knowledge, words of wisdom, all this kind of stuff.
Yes.
Dreams and visions to actually create products and services and solve problems and literally see the power of God released in the marketplace.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, Wes, that was one of the things, everything that you just shared today for me has made a significant difference. If I reflect back to how I used to do business, and that was not really putting the kingdom first, and it was kind of reading the passages, but in your mind, you know, you're kind of thinking, okay, I'll go through this, and it's like, hang on a second, let's just step back. Am I really in and you know, I'm reviewing this and really letting it sink in? And, you know, God just doesn't want it to rush on by, you know, kind of a thing. And I think I know, you know, I can reflect and notice a significant difference just in my spirit. There's calmness there. There's a way deeper level of absolute trust. And our paths are made straight, because often we rush in and we don't think, we make rash decisions. But when we really spend time right at the beginning of our day, and even throughout the day too, it really allows you to remain focused on the things that, as we said, are focused on the kingdom. Have you noticed a difference too, and perhaps even with clients that start to take these daily practices to really seeking first God's word and what he wants, the impact that it's made on their business?
You know, I think there's a couple of things. One is peace. It brings peace, because I don't know about you, but the business people I talk to, like, there's so much going on going around them, and they can get overwhelmed. So it just quiets their spirit down and just helps them to come from a place of peace and rest. The other thing is God starts to speak some amazing things. You'd be surprised about the practical things that God starts to speak to you about during the day. You know, like one of the things I do is, God, I have so much to do today. What do I focus on? You know, what are the key things that I focus on doing today? You know, you've got sales calls to make or people to follow up. God, who are the ones to talk to now? Or even, Lord, you're saying to me, you know, sometimes, like it happens to me quite regularly, he says, you know, you've got to reach out to such and such a person. I think, how the heck is that going to happen? And then God just opens that door for you, you know, to do that. Or you're just spending time in his presence saying, okay, God, look, these are the plans for the future, but what are you saying? What are you doing? And I think that's where the supernatural starts to, like, sometimes I think we get a bit spooky about the supernatural stuff, but it's actually about being in alignment. And it's the number of times that, you know, you referred to the statement I said before about, if we don't talk to the person next to us, how do you know if they don't have the answer to the problem? But the number of times that, God, I need the answer to this, and I've been standing, you know, in a lineup for a meal or at a conference or something, and I just think, you know, I'm going to just talk to the person next to me, and blow me down flat, they have the answer to what I'm looking for. That's happened. But I can even remember, like, I we had an issue with Telstra, and I remember speaking to someone about it, and previously, and I thought, God, I don't know how to get in contact with this person, but I need to talk to this person because she has the answer. Blow me down flat. I bumped into her that day. Like, it was just crazy stuff. And actually, she unlocked something that actually helped us resolve a problem with Telstra, like, within a couple of hours. And sometimes they can take weeks. So it was just incredible to see.
You know, and you would have read a lot of the Stephen Covey books, and he has the term sharpening the saw. And for me, reading the word and meditating on that and doing the journaling, to me, that is my sharpening the saw, because we're really saying and honoring him and saying, you know, I put my trust in you. I'll take the right action steps, but guide those action steps. Yeah. And I think when we do that, and that's what God wants us to do. I mean, we love to control. Maybe it's just me, you know, I like to have everything laid out and controlled and everything. When he said, you put your trust in me. And when we do that, then things start happening because of the fact that we have put our complete faith and trust in him. So I love that story that you shared about meeting that woman. Things like that do happen. So it's fabulous. Let's talk about relationships. You've said already that they are key to help sort, you know, issues out if we need help, but just even to surround ourselves. We know, and there's a saying, you know, we become the average of, you know, the six or I don't know how many people that we spend time with.
Yeah, exactly.
It's important. Speak more about that, because sometimes as business owners, particularly if we are, you know, maybe more of an introvert where it's shy for us, or, you know, it's stepping out of our comfort zone to meet and speak to new people. But it's important, isn't it? Another very important aspect.
Look, you know, let's bring this really back down to tin tacks. No business happens without relationship.
Yeah.
You know, either a relationship between you and a customer, you and a supplier, you and an employer. Like, for your business to succeed, it actually needs other people. Like, we hear a lot today that collaboration is the name of the game, but actually, in fact, God is the number one collaborator. Like, right from the beginning of time, he has connected people and put people together. So for your business to grow and succeed, you are going to need to build relationship with people. And you know, sometimes I think, I always remember one lady, because we have a program called Co-Starters, which helps people start businesses. And this accountant phoned me one day. She said, you know, I've done the website. It's all looking good. I've set up the office. So I've done all this. When does the business start coming in? Thinking, have you actually spoken to anyone?
Like that would be great. Know, God, can you go out there and just direct people to my door? That would be fabulous.
You know, but Anne-Marie, that is a lot of people's prayers.
Yeah.
God, just bring them in.
Yeah.
Bring them in.
And can you do the sales for me too? I've got a little... Yeah.
But you know, but, I mean, we joke about it, but it's a very serious thing. But for you actually to build relationship with people, it's called a phone, and it's making phone calls. And the other thing I'd say too is, you know, one of my mentors taught me not to do business with anyone until you see the whites of their eyes. Like, I've had more coffees than I can care to. Actually, I don't even drink coffee, so it's more hot chocolates in my case, you know, with people. But it's, you know, you think, why am I meeting with this person? But it's actually because people do business with those they know, they like, and they trust. And the only way for that to happen is actually to sit down and build rapport with them. Like, you know, today, like, there'll be other people that'll meet me for the first time, and, you know, I'll share this with others, and I'll meet you for the first time. And there'll be something that'll click there and think, actually, you know what? I want to do business with that person.
Yes.
And it's because there's something in their spirit that picks up, you know, I think I can trust that person. That person seems to know what they're talking about.
Yeah.
So it's about building relationships. And it's why, actually, I've served on, I think, 11 different boards, and what's three organizations just completely implode because of what's happened on. But, you know, a lot of times it's because of communication. And I often say it's not the problem that's the problem. It's the way we communicate about the problem that's the problem. So that's why we actually do another thing called a life languages profile, to actually work out, how do you communicate? How has God gifted you? Because we're actually, what I love about the profile is it doesn't put anyone into a box. Everyone is unique because God's created us uniquely, but we need to understand how we communicate with others and how it's best for us to, for others to communicate with us.
Yes.
But start on us first. Like, I know that there are certain people that I clash with, and like, as much as I love them but if that type of personality walks in the room, or I'm doing that, like, I know now to run a mile because the other thing I've learned is, okay, they're this communication style. I need to not be me. I need to work out how's best to communicate to them.
Yes. So, and you adapt.
You know, as we do that. So, you know, and that changes things. And there's this verse that haunts me. it just haunts me. It says, you know, if you're bringing your gift to the altar, and then it says, if someone has something against you, then you need to leave your gift there, go sort it out. Mm-hmm. And that's not if you have something against them, because, you know, there's probably a few more out there. You know? But if someone has something against you, you need to sort that out. And I've so often seen that people say, well, you know, that's not my problem, Wes, to resolve. I said, well, actually, it is your problem to resolve, because it's you've got to be the bigger person. And, you know, there's times in fear and trembling, I've picked up the phone, or, you know, these days we've got the privilege of texting people. It's not so bad, you know, but you know, I had this situation, you know, there was someone that I was just recently thinking, I need to, God's saying to me, you've got to reach out to him. And just that niggling feeling was going on. And I actually bumped into his wife in an event, and I said to her, look, you know, I really miss your husband. And she said, you know, he misses you too. I said, do you think it's okay if I reach out to set up an appointment? She said, yes, please. And so we did, you know, and I said to him, look, I don't want to meet for any other thing just because I miss you and I want to have. So we set up a coffee and we had a great time together. Was it awkward? Yeah. You know, there's 3 years of stuff there. And I'm thinking, God, we just need to get over. I've got to get over myself and move forward. And how many times it, like, stuff just happens in business. Like, you don't mean to hurt or offend people, but it does. And you don't know half the time that you've done that. But, you know, when you sit down, you know, brother to brother, sister to sister, brother to sister, whatever that is, and say, look, let's have a coffee. Let's just talk. And put our differences aside and say, hey, you know, is it, and, you know, be the first one to say, I'm sorry.
Yes. Yeah.
You know, like you just, you know, you're talking about the Gold Coast before, like Dreamworld did the worst PR disaster that they could have ever done, you know, in, with the accident. It was just like this is the case. But, you look at KFC, you know, on the weekend, huge problem in, UK, not providing chicken, you know. But they got on the front foot, and they just got out in all the newspapers across the UK last weekend and said, you know, I won't use the language that they use because it's kind of, but they basically said, we stuffed up and we're sorry. You know, and when you come to that place of saying, I'm sorry, and you move forward, we're kind of hammering on this. I think obviously somebody who's listening to this today needs to hear this, but we need to. Like, they shall know that we are Christians by our love. And one of the ways that is expressing that love is actually reaching out and putting things right.
Yes.
And, like, you know, life is too short to have relationship issues. And it comes down to the fact that when brothers dwell together in unity, there God commands a blessing. So we need to – now, unity is not necessarily being on the same page or having the same thing, but it's the same passion, you know, working together.
Yeah.
Stuff comes out of that. And I think we've got to see more relationships restored than what we're seeing at the moment.
Yeah, I so agree. And I remember, I remember overhearing something. I can't remember what show it was from, where they said her mentor was always drumming into her, never be the person to say sorry. Don't say sorry, even if you are wrong, because it shows a sign of weakness. But I so agree with you. I think being able to approach someone and saying, look, we've had a misunderstanding. I'm really sorry that you're feeling that way. I think that does such a huge bridge building. And even, as you said, agreeing to disagree. And I will often, there are a lot of people that I follow on social media, I don't necessarily agree with them. But does that mean that I come and just, you know, sometimes people just really try to push their values? Going like that is not the way, especially as Christians. Jesus showed compassion even for people that didn't love him. And I think through that and having that relationship where you can, where people feel, you know, that they can share and you share yours, but we agree to disagree. Said, you know what, we both have different beliefs, different values, but I respect you as a person, you know. And I think people go, wow, no one else is like that. And I think through that attitude and approach and being mindful of that, we, as you said, we can be huge, an incredible example. And I'll often do that too. I said, you know, but there's some things that I'll say, you know what, this is something that I really stand, like abuse and things like that. This is one thing I say, I will not agree to disagree on that one, because this is just so important, or something that I stand for. But exactly right. How we communicate in our relationship and how we show up, our approach speaks louder. It speaks volumes, doesn't it, to who we are and what drives us, I think.
And I think, you know, one of the guys that I know, his daughter was sexually abused by another man, and he actually went to him and restored the relationship with him.
Wow.
Like, you know, this is, you know, you see, you know, mothers going to people who have murdered their children and just putting things right. And look, you know, there is a power in this forgiveness thing. And look, we've got to, you know, in the end, like, we're taking ourselves to heaven, but the only other thing that's going to heaven is other people. And if we're going to spend eternity with them, I want to make sure my relationships are right here on earth before I get up to heaven, you know. And how many more people are going to go to heaven because our relationships are right? And the other side of that coin is that your business will grow and flourish.
Yes.
And so, you know what? And because part of it is that you don't have the mental thing, I don't want to go there because I'm going to meet that person.
You know? Oh, no. The energy around it. That's why we, you know, Jesus tells us to forgive, you know, if someone hits you, turn the other cheek. A lot easier to say in some instances than to do.
Look, I know, and look, and you know, sometimes you don't rush out and do this either. You know, it takes time.
Yeah.
Doing that, but you need to look for the opportunity to do it. And it's amazing when your heart is looking for the opportunity to do it, that God will open up the way.
Oh, absolutely. Whereas just before we close and move on to the line upon line, precept upon precept, several years ago I was in a business partnership and unfortunately we had to part ways. There was money owed to me and so forth. And so there was a lot of betrayal, I think, not from the practical aspect, but the betrayal. And I knew that I had to forgive that person because as a person, I really liked this person, you know, not so much at that time. But I had to go through, and I don't, and I know for without any doubt that it was, you know, through Christ who, and the Holy Spirit who helped me forgive, so that if I did meet her, I would have no hesitation in, you know, speaking with her, because that happened. And often, if we don't do that, we can have such bitterness. And I'm a very trusting person, and my husband said, "You're too trusting." Well, you know what? I trust people on how I would do business, and I did not want that to turn me into someone who was just and untrusting, and I knew I had to forgive that, and you know, it was a process. But as you say, you don't want to harbor ill will or bitterness, because that's going to impact other areas of your business as well and your life, and it'll show up some way or another. So it's so very important. Let's talk about it. It is line upon line, precept upon precept. God tends to give you one step or one thing to learn, and as you can learn, then you continue to grow. Share more about this, because it's, again, another important principle.
Yeah. You know, when we were with Crown Financial Ministries, there was a line that we used to teach on regularly. It said, small things are small things, but faithfulness with a small thing is a big thing. And, you know, I think so often we're looking at the bigger organizations and thinking, wow, I'd love to be like that. But they forget that actually each organization started by selling one product, one service, one customer, one supplier, and then it grows from there. When you're, now, it's funny, you know, whereas we're helping people get started in business, often their first customer is just the worst. Like, stuff goes wrong and all that stuff. And it's, I warn people now, you've just got to, because they're finding their way with you and you're finding your way, you know, with them as well. But it's like the parable of the talents. You know, God gives us something. You know, the master who went away, you know, got one, got five, one got two, one got one. It's what they did with those things, you know, and in the end, you know, they handed them back when the master came back, and then he gave them more. So God, you've given me this, I'm using it, I'm giving it to you, and then the multiplication comes. And often I find that if God starts to reveal something new to me, it's not until I actually start to put it into practice that it starts to unfold and goes from there. You know, and a practical example of this, one of our guys in our last co-sales group is starting up a business for beehives and doing new frames in beehives. And it wasn't until he actually went out and started talking to customers that he learned that actually the material that he was using in those beehives was going to be wrong. because he wanted to reuse recycled plastic.
Oh.
But in fact, actually, organic farmers can't have recycled plastic. They need to have biodegradable plastic.
Mm.
So it was actually, so like as he went out and talked to people, he started to get it going. He took the advice on board. He could have lost 30% of his market by not listening to that.
Mm.
And it's a very, like, we can, it, sometimes I just want to, like, slap people around the face. I'm the most passive person. But, you know, sometimes it goes, would you just go out and listen and talk to people and then adjust it? Because, and it's as you start using it, you know, and we're already, what, episode 34, I think it's something you said for this.
Yes.
By the time you get, like, most podcasts actually don't step into their own into 300, 400, 500, which is, like, you think that's a lot of time and that's a lot of effort. But it builds.
Yes.
You know, so you know, more people come to this podcast because, you know, I'll share it to my database and you'll share it further. Mm-hmm. But it builds.
Yeah.
And that's the way God works. He, like, yes, he created the world in 6 days, but then he put two people on the earth and said, go be fruitful and multiply.
Mm-hmm.
And look where we are now.
Yeah.
You know, but, you know, for those years, like, they only had two. They had two to start with, you know, mm-hmm. and then one died, you know. So, you know what?
It's such an important reminder. And I think, you know, that was a lesson that I learned so many years ago. And I wish it really had have been spoken with more in depth and more. Because what you hear all the time is these marketers go, you know, grow your list, put together an email, sit back and watch the money flow in. Really? That's just so ridiculous. It doesn't. It's what about all the work, the years, the, you know, the pound in the pavement. And let's face it, for many of us who do dream about growing a successful business, and we hear this all the time. And as an accountant, you know, former accountant, you would know too, if a business grows too quickly, it will often be their undoing because they haven't laid the foundations. They haven't got the systems in place to help them sustain that business growth. And what God does is he gives us, as you said, a little bit, how are we being a steward? Are we doing, you know, great things with that? And could we improve that? And then slowly we continue to grow. And that has been a huge reminder for me. Now, this daily podcast that I'm doing now, this is nearly the 10th year that I've been doing podcasts. I started in 2008 and I've been podcasting ever since, but I produce and host for a lot of clients and alliance partners too. So there's no way all of a sudden, you know, I'm going to start a daily podcast. There would be no way because I wouldn't have the systems, wouldn't have the processes, wouldn't have the skills. So you're right, we need to take time to grow and then slowly building the momentum. If we get a system that works, we just roll it out and do it even more, be more intentional, more purposeful, and that's when we can see our business really growing.
And I think, you know, you add that with the power of the Holy Spirit that comes, you know, that once things are in place, the Spirit blows. And, you know, it just takes you, you know, and doors start to open and, you know, some crazy stuff starts to happen. But you have to, it's okay, God, I've got to do what I've got to do.
Yes.
You know, and like today I need to pick up the phone and phone people.
Mm.
Today I need to do this. I need to get my product. Is my product working right? Have I got the inventory? Have I done this? Have I done this? Is the legal stuff together? Like, in doing all those little things, and then once everything is in place, it starts to build. And, you know, overnight successes generally take about 25 years.
Mm.
So, and most people don't hit their stride to their third or fourth businesses.
Yeah.
So, like, you know, some people do fluke it on their first or second, well, fluke it, you know, or something happens. Yeah. But then you still don't know. Like, even those guys.
Mm.
There's been a lot of work that's happened behind the scenes prior to that.
Yes.
They've tested things, they've tried things, they've done that. So you can't, if you look at the real story behind it, you'll see that there's always little things start.
Yeah.
Big things start from little things.
Yeah. And I think on that, you know, as you're saying, as you're growing, and sometimes it is your second, third or fourth iteration of your business, when you are brave enough and willing to reflect over. So what was working? What didn't work? Can I learn from that? It's often your failures, and there's, you know, quotes that go around. It's so true. It's often the failures, when we learn from those, can be the biggest learning and growth opportunities. And for me, I say my worst failure, which was the biggest heartache for me, because I've gone through that grieving and the forgiveness process, has now been the best thing that ever happened. Because yes, I took a step back, I recommitted, and that was when I decided, you know what, I'm this business stuff, I love it, Lord, and I've known that I've been doing it on my own steam. I need to focus on the kingdom first. It has now been the greatest lesson, and things have happened since then that could only have been, you know, through His grace and the doors that He's opened. So, you know, for people that are listening today that perhaps, you know, haven't got quite the success story that they are wanting and been dreaming and writing in their journal every year, this is my year. That we can learn incredible lessons from those failures. Wes, it's been an absolute delight speaking with you today. How can people find out more about the programs that you offer and how they can connect with you?
Yeah, so there's a couple of ways. So if you go to businessblessings.com.au, you'll see a list of stuff there. We have our own podcast called Business Blessings Radio, so you can subscribe to that on iTunes or Stitcher, or look us up on Facebook at Business Blessings. But actually, most of my connection happens on LinkedIn. Just search Wes Leake on LinkedIn, and you can go there. In fact, actually, that's where I make by far the majority of connections these days.
Yes.
Anywhere else.
Yeah, fantastic. We'll put all of those connections there on our show notes, ambitiousentrepreneurnetwork.com/TCE34. And for those of you listening to the audio version of the podcast, we actually recorded this and streamed this live to Facebook. So go to that link, there's the show notes link that I just shared, and you'll be able to watch Wes share his wisdom and insights on today's show. Wes, one of the things that I'm doing, and I know you prayed for us before we went live and before we recorded, and I really appreciate that. Thank you. May I reciprocate and bless and just thank God for the time that we spent together?
That would be fantastic.
Fantastic. Thank you. All right, let's pray. Father God, thank you for the time that we've shared today with Wes, that he was able to share from a biblical viewpoint the insights and lessons, and just how important it is to spend our mornings or some part of the day dedicated to reading your word, spending time to really dive into that, meditate on it, so that we can learn what you want for our businesses, the direction that we go, and just really, you know, insights on how we can grow a business, a kingdom business that glorifies you. Father God, we know that in business we can have our ups and downs, we can try our best, our hardest, but sometimes it just does not work out the way that we want. We're just so glad that we are reminded that sometimes business does take a number of goes, a number of tries, and that's okay. You know, when we lean back into you, when we ask for your wisdom and insights, and even tap into our networks such as Wes and other, you know, great business people who have got wisdom and insights and their expertise, that can often give us what we need to be able to take the next step and the next step as well. Father, I just want to pray for Wes's business, the work that he's doing with his clients. Also pray a blessing on his clients too. Lord, you know, for us Christians who are in the marketplace, we can be ambassadors for Jesus to show how much he loves us, but also people that may not necessarily know him yet. Father, there is so much hatred and turmoil in this world, and yet as Christians, we know that when we turn to your word, Jesus is peace, Jesus is hope, the only hope and the only real peace. So as Christian business owners who are worshiping you in the creation of our business, we pray that you'll continue to guide us and let us be ambassadors for Jesus in everything that we do, the networking events that we go to, the work that we do with our clients. May that be a blessing and an honor to you. When we ask this in the precious name of Jesus, amen. Thank you so much, Wes. It's been an absolute delight speaking with you. Look forward to sharing this message and maybe meeting with you face to face one of these days. So thanks once again for coming on the show.
Thank you.
You've been listening to the Christian Entrepreneurs Podcast, brought to you by BeTheDifferenceMovement.com, changing the world one message at a time. Do you feel called to influence real change with your message? Join our supportive community of like-minded influencers, thought leaders, and disruptors at www.BeTheDifferenceMovement.com. That's BeTheDifferenceMovement.com.